Wait,
like
backtrack. Midsummer is what? Explain that to me. What's that actual term outside
like,
of?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a festival.
This is an actual thing?
Okay, Joey.
You're lying.
Welcome back to Qualified-ish, the bi-weekly podcast that talks all about movies and TV shows created by qualified creators, but hosted by an unqualified lover of film. I am your host, Kira Menez. This week, I am joined by my friend, Joey Mahul. Joey is currently in his third year at St. Mary's College of California studying biology. Recently, Joey watched his first movies directed by Ari Aster, so we are here to discuss Aster's hit films, Midsommar and Hereditary. Thank you, Joey, for joining me today on this episode. I'm so happy to have you on here.
Hey, everyone. I'm excited, too. Talking about two horror movies.
I'm ready for this conversation. I've been waiting to have this conversation with someone.
I just watched it. It's kind of, like, fresh in my head.
Yeah. I've been watching some, like, recap videos because I haven't had time to rewatch. But I've watched these movies a couple times. I know. Okay, so as usual, we are going to do the first three brief questions and then get into our topic. So the first question is, what is your favorite TV show?
I don't watch TV shows often. I like to say we're more movie people. I feel like you could say the same thing.
I am, yeah.
But like all the TV shows I've seen on Netflix are like those big one season type wonders, but I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad. And I'll put that one on the top as my favorite TV show.
Incredible choice. I love that one. What about your favorite movie?
Ouch. I'm sure Elias said The Dark Knight. I'm not going to say The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I think he did.
We just watched Tenet, and I really, really liked
it. Oh, you watched it. I haven't seen it.
But we have to pay for it, so I don't know if it's maybe just wait until it gets on Amazon or something.
But yeah,
my roommate spent like $20 on Apple.
Now well, both of you and Elias chose Christopher Nolan movies. They're both directed by him.
Oh yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big fan of Tenet. Big fan.
All right, cool. I'll have to check it out. And the last brief question is: if you wish you created one film or TV series, whatever it may be, what would it be and why?
See, I feel like you might be able to agree with me here.
Okay.
If I watched all the Star Wars movies before I saw Mandalorian, I would have said I would love to be part of Mandalorian. But I've only seen 4, 5, and 6. So I'm not going to say Star Wars, but I was thinking about this. I really would love to be part of the new Spider-Man movies.
Oh my god, such a good one.
Tom Holland, just get to work.
Yeah.
Business. You know?
Yeah.
The best one, I think, of the Avengers.
I think so. And the new Spider-Man that's coming out whenever is going to be a combination of like all the Spider-Mans.
That's going to be exciting.
Okay, so now we're going to get into our topic today, which is Hereditary and Midsommar. And those movies are both directed by Ari Aster, and the first movie he directed was Hereditary. So I'm excited to talk about this because there's a lot of thoughts about these two movies, especially because they're very different, but they're in the same genre. They're both horror films. So how would you describe each of these movies?
Okay, the best way I could explain Hereditary is when Elias and I were watching it, it's one of those movies where I have to like cover one eye and then just open it up a little bit as I'm watching. Mm-hmm. And we were just like, oh my god, oh, there's a lady in the corner, right? Some weird stuff. But when I was watching Midsommar, it was in the day and it was on my thing, but like it was a more of a just a what's going on type of ordeal. Like, why are they taking shrooms again? What's the whole point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel. That is exactly how I feel. And I remember finishing Midsommar for the first time and I was like, what the hell is this? Like, but then at the same time, I was like, I need to watch this again because I feel like I missed so much. But like, what were your first reactions of each movie?
So when, after I watched Hereditary, I'll give you my reaction to Midsommar. After I watched Hereditary, everybody's like, oh, you should watch Midsommar. It's like much more scary and like, it's a great movie. I was like, yeah, I'll give it a chance. I was not that scared. Because it was just weird. It was this weird demonic cult type of ordeal. And that, to me, if there was no cult aspect to this, I would not be interested in the movie whatsoever. But like, for Hereditary, when Elias and I were watching it, there were some parts in the movie that were kind of just like, oh, that's not realistic. That's not going to happen. There's one part where like the random cup on the table starts moving because of the spirit.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, come on. That's not realistic.
Half the horror movie, more like 90% of horror movies are not realistic.
Okay. Let me change the word realistic.
Okay.
I don't like the horror movies where they base it off of like spiritual stuff and ghosts because you can't see them. Like, what's the point of that?
Okay. Yeah.
The horror movies where somebody becomes demonic and psycho is very entertaining. When the mom just like, she's like, oh, I'm a psycho. That was dope. I was a big fan.
Oh my God. The mom's performance in that movie, I can't even get into how much, like, she didn't even get nominated for it, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, like, it was, like, her performance is amazing. But I would say reactions to this movie, okay, Hereditary, I watched by myself at night. A very big mistake. Like, I was terrified. I love horror movies, but I don't like watching them alone. And I can't go see them in theaters, and I can't really see people, so I don't really watch them that much, but I had heard so much, and it was like with Prime on Amazon, so I was like, okay. And I was like floored, but at the same time, I had no idea what was going on. Like, I was so confused. With Midsommar, I was like, what the hell? I was like, I like this, but why do I like this? And then I went on to see like reviews and whatever, and people were just like either, oh, this was so good, or like, that was very disappointing. And I think part of it is because people liked Hereditary so much. So
I wonder what our reactions would be if we watched Midsommar first.
Yeah.
Because I feel like going to Midsommar, the only thing that I was looking out for was like, oh, how am I going to compare this to Hereditary?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, good or bad, and so on and so forth. And that just, the bar was set so high, man. And I didn't feel like the expectations were reached.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty disappointed. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't one of those movies where I had to watch a YouTube video after to, you know, get some debriefing on. I was like, oh, okay. Next movie type of ordeal.
Well, okay. What made you so disappointed about it?
Yes, it was straightforward. Like, the plot for both movies, just, they're like kind of straightforward in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I expected to be scared. I was not scared. And it was in the daylight, the whole entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have a horror movie that's in the daylight.
Right. Were you scared of Hereditary?
I was pretty scared of Hereditary. Like, yeah. I did not want to. And we did it at night as well with the lights off and like big TV speakers, everything. Oh my God, it was scary. Cause like I get scared from jump scares, you know, whatever they're called.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're called jump scares.
And I was always feeling that a certain scene in Hereditary was gonna have a jump scare because it was dark all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hereditary, there was nothing. It was just
okay. So talk about scare and Hereditary versus Midsommar.
If you want to put it on a number scale,
you can do whatever.
I'd give Hereditary like a solid 7.
Okay.
But for Midsommar, like a 3-2. Not even scary, it was just disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Where disturbing is Midsommar. You're just like, ew, more blood, ew, more weird demonic traditions,
weird cold vibes. And they're in like Switzerland or something.
Mm-hmm. They're in Sweden.
Sweden? What a bad image to Sweden now, huh?
I saw the comments of like one of the videos about it being like, I live in Sweden and every year on Midsummer, it's always like raining and storming and it's just not a good depiction. I'm like, that's what you're concerned about?
Wait, like, backtrack. Midsummer is what, explain that to me. What's that actual term outside like, of
what is it?
Yeah.
It's a festival.
This is an actual thing?
Okay, Joey.
Lying.
So these are, okay, the movie does not depict it at all. Like, it's totally, like, imagination. It's a lot of weird stuff. Okay, have you, this is going to be random. Have you seen Tangled?
No, I have not.
I'm going to find a picture for you. There is a scene where basically Rapunzel goes to the city and there's a big festival happening and it's literally the same circle thing where they dance with the flowers and it's depicting Midsummer. It's a thing, but I don't know. It's like a celebration of like light or like the day of light or something. It's something way not, it's like not what you think it is based on the movie. The movie has nothing to do with the festival.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No idea.
Well, there you go.
There's absolutely Jesus.
But in terms of scare for me, it's like Hereditary literally scared me so bad. Like, actually, it scared me so bad. And what scared me the most was the fact, it was kind of what you didn't like about it. I thought that it was scary because they have these long scenes, like the scenes are never ending, of just like, it's just a still shot and you're seeing the characters and you think that there's going to be something that jumps out. You think it's going to happen because that's what all the horror movies, the generic ones do, is that there's going to be a sound and there's going to be like an animal that comes out of the woods or something, right? But that doesn't happen. And I think that's what makes it so scary, is because like you're expecting it. So your heartbeat is rising and you're like, something weird's going to happen. And sometimes it does, but most of the time it doesn't. Like the scene where the sister, I forgot her name, but like the scene where she gets her head cut off, like by putting her head out the window, is literally terrifying, and it's nothing paranormal or anything like that.
Yeah, that was one of the, me and Elias were like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I was a little shocked. I was a little scared of that because she was like, the whole time you're frantically worrying about like, oh, is she going to get to the hospital? She sticks her head out the window and there's a telephone pole and she gets her head chopped off.
Yeah. And they're like in no place where there's a hospital near them at all. Like literally they're in the middle of nowhere. It's scary. Honestly, the beginning of Midsummer, when you find out about Danny's family, is real. Like it's so disturbing. Like I can't even describe it. It's not a scary movie. But I think you're right when you say it's really disturbing, 100%. Okay, now what do you think about the overall plot of each movie? What do you think about it?
Midsummer's plot was kind of cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like what's the director's name?
Ari Aster.
Ari Aster. Pretty good job with like just incorporating everything, like. The girl's just, she seems like the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she always seemed like the problem in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And of course, like everybody seemed to someone hate her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I rule everybody now. And like everybody's dead at this point. Spoiler. Everybody's dead at this point. And she's like in control of everything, which I thought was really cool. Cool change of events. But for Hereditary also, I really enjoyed the classroom scenes.
Oh, yeah.
The classroom scenes where the kid just starts like freaking out with his arm or whatever. He's like,
mm-hmm.
He does all this random stuff.
Yeah.
Sweating. Great guy. Great actor. He must have been nominated for something.
He was really good. I'm not sure if he was. I would have to look at that. The thing is like... I can't decide if I like the plot of Midsummer, but I think that some aspects could have been more talked about. But at the same time, it's like, I think it was talked about, but not directly. Like, I think it was just shown through actions, which is what makes it, I think, what makes it a good movie. For example, like, we just get introduced to Danny and Christian in Midsommar, and they are having difficulties in their relationship. And, like, that is the plot, basically. And then they, all of a sudden, they just go to this festival, and it's kind of brought up, but it's not really touched on that much. It's just, like, kind of there, and then, like, it just becomes a detriment at the end, which I think is really interesting, and I think it's all about visuals and her actions, and I'll talk about that later, but I don't know. It just kind of felt like the first 20 minutes felt a little bit out of place.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, if you look at the whole movie, but, like, Hereditary, I felt like it did a better job of, like, pacing the story. Like, I don't know. I felt like things were being revealed and you were learning more. Like, it's more about grief. And I felt like you were understanding how each character, like, dealt with it. And then it just became kind of a crazy mess at the end, which is the point. So, yes.
I think in Hereditary, like, going on the things that just aren't revealed, there was that one person that just had, like, a... Oh my god, how do I explain this? They were, like... They had some problems with them or something. It was a person that couldn't talk, but they drew out everything.
Oh, yeah. I think I know you... God, it's been so long. I don't know. Yeah.
There was just no background, no further information on that person
mm-hmm.
at all. And I was really hoping that this person was going to, like, kill everyone. Just be the reason. Okay. Going into Hereditary, I completely thought that the Swedish friend or whatever, it was, like, now his turn to bring a group of friends over to their...
You mean Midsommar?
Midsommar.
Okay.
The Swedish dude.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that back home in Sweden, his people told him that next year, as in the current festival in the movie, he's required to bring a group of people for them now to sacrifice and kill off eventually or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought everyone was going to be killed off at the expense of this Swedish dude, the Swedish friend. But then everybody dies off just for, like, their own fault somehow. My God.
Mm-hmm. It's what is your point by that? Like, did you like that, or you just were surprised? Or
no, I was really hoping he would take more action. Like, that's what I didn't like that much about Midsommar.
It's, I don't know, because the more I think about his character, like, it's really interesting, but again, I feel like they could have developed it a little bit more, because he is pretty significant. Like, the things that he does, even though it's not brought to the attention of the audience that much, like, there's a point, and I didn't realize this till, like, the third watch or the second watch or something, but he literally talks to Danny about how, like, his parents died in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you think about it, his parents probably were too old, and that's when they did the thing where, like, the elders sacrificed themselves, and then they put the elders in the house thing, and they burn him or whatever. Like, that stuff. And then when he's talking to Danny in the house, because she's really frustrated with Christian, I forgot what had just happened, but
I think he forgot her birthday, something like that.
Oh yeah, something like that. And it's just, like, the only time we see Danny being comforted by another person that isn't the community. And that is the plot. Like, the whole plot is that Danny feels alone, right? And the only time she doesn't feel alone is at the end, when they're literally all screaming with her. Like, it's weird. Yeah, but I think it's just, like, a testament to, like, how alone she felt.
There was also a part where she started randomly speaking Swedish after taking the shrooms.
Yes.
What if these people in this community just bring in extra randoms outside of the Midsommar Festival and make them one of their own, and they start just building group. There's no way this was all coincidental that she won the flower of the May Queen.
Okay, that's the other thing. You bring up a good point, because Pell, or whatever his name is, the guy who brought all the people there, the Swedish guy.
Pelle.
Yeah, Pelle.
I haven't
thing.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But there's a point when Christian is like, oh, maybe I have to bring Danny, like, ooh, because he's being a dick in the beginning. I mean, she's being a bitch too, but whatever. And he's like, oh, bring her. Like, bring her, whatever. And then when she first enters the place, the area, the festival looking thing, everyone says, or like the people welcome them, right? But then when it comes to her entering, they say welcome home. So I think that they knew something. Like, I think that Pell or whatever his name is, like, he maybe, I don't know, maybe they knew something. Maybe he just had like a connection, and maybe they just like all thought maybe just bring this girl or something. I don't know. Like, that's so unanswered, but I think that's what makes it also, again, kind of interesting.
But he didn't, it wasn't his idea to bring her. It was, Christian just felt bad, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't like he was like, bring her, I think. I think he was, at that point, Christian was like, oh, my girlfriend's whole family just died. Maybe I should do a good thing and invite her, or like something. And he didn't expect her to go because like her family died.
Yeah. Nice to go. What a dick, man. That guy's not.
I hated his character, and honestly, like their relationship, you could just tell in the beginning that they were just trying to find an excuse to just break up, which is like whatever, but. They were just bad to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. How invested were you throughout both the movies?
In Midsommar, I did catch myself going on my phone a lot. So maybe that says
enough. It does. Mm-hmm.
Which very it was kind of slow. I mean, not really slow. It's just like I need some scare factor, and it wasn't there.
I get it.
Hereditary. I mean, going back to the phone, I didn't really check my phone because you can't just not look at the screen when you see this weird mom in the corner. Like, imagine a freaky lady right there in the dark. It's stuff like that. And there's so many stuff that you can't, like, you don't catch up on in Hereditary.
Yeah.
Like, there was this random dude in the funeral in the beginning that just showed up naked in the bathroom at the end. Oh, see, that's what? Yeah. In the beginning.
I'll have to watch it.
In the beginning of the movie, where they're at the grandma's funeral, there was just a random white dude with, like, weird ring piercings.
Uh-huh.
He was only shown for, like, 2 seconds, right? And then later on, after the whole festivity of the dad getting on fire and whatnot, that guy is just standing in the doorway naked. He was the naked dude in the doorway.
What the hell? Okay.
It's stuff like that. I just don't know what's the point, but it's like, it's a cool Easter egg to pick up on. But like, what's the point? I don't know.
Apparently there's a lot of stuff in the corners in Hereditary. And it's hard to notice because, again, it's a lot of silence. Like, the movie is pretty quiet and there's some music and stuff, but like, it's not like a jump scare where someone enters the room and there's a loud noise. Like, it's a lot of small things, and I haven't rewatched it solely because I don't have the balls to rewatch it. Like, it's so scary to me. And you were talking about how the mom is like in the corner on the ceiling. I'm not even joking. Like, I think about that weekly. Like, actually, like, if I'm walking in my house at night, I will literally look at the ceiling solely because of that scene at the end.
No, when me and Elias were watching it, and because it was like the camera was panned to that corner for like a good,
it's insane.
It was there for a while, and for the first like 5 seconds we didn't realize anything. And Eli's like, oh my god, there's a lady in the corner.
That's what makes it so funny. Or not funny, but like terrifyingly funny, because she's just there.
And I was like, is she going to jump on the dude right now? Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. And what's up with the naked people in both of these movies? Like,
dude, you know what? Maybe he has like a... You know how like Dan Schneider of iCarly has like a foot fetish?
You know Quentin Tarantino has a foot fetish?
Tarantino also has a foot fetish. Maybe this guy just has a fetish for like people.
I don't know, because I was like rewatching some scenes before this, and I was like, these look like if the lighting wasn't so different, and if they weren't very different plots, it looks like the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that. But like, I don't see the purpose. Maybe it's a cult type of thing. Do people just get naked in demonic stuff?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, I mean, put it this way. If you saw a bunch of clothed people praising a demon compared to a bunch of naked people, like, which one are you going to be more interested in? The naked people. You're like, what the hell's going on? And now you're like, oh, yeah, let me think about it.
I mean, that right. is true. No, that is true.
Exactly.
What's kind of weird to me is, like, I mean, I haven't done much research about either of these movies and, like, the relevance of what happens. Like, does it actually happen in real life? Did it happen ever? I don't know, but does this director just come up with this crap? Like, the part when, in Midsommar, when Christian is basically, like, raped, like, what is that scene?
Like, that was really, really weird. I had
watch it
on my second monitor, and my door was open. I was like, man, if my roommate walks in right now, he would probably think I'm just the stupidest person alive. So obnoxious. I'm coming to Poker Friday Night at our place. No, I don't watch it. I don't know where this guy's headspace is at. Mm-hmm. Like, how this guy has been like demon. What's like the act of becoming a demon? He's had to gone through some process, soul to the devil or something, because not a normal human, like a normal human being, will not think of stuff like this at all.
Yeah, so I no explanation. There have been weird movies, though. I'm not even surprised by this, but it's definitely something. Like, I wanted to watch Midsommar in the theaters. I'm very glad, but I'm also not that I didn't. Because I think it'd be so funny to watch it with people. But at the same time, I'm like, seeing that scene in a group of random people is just not.
Yeah, that's.
No.
And it kept going. And,
Did it stop? Yeah.
Going, and then the grandma, like.
Oh, no. No. I know what you mean. I was like,
what is going on?
I know. Well, what did you think of, like, the visuals in each of these movies?
Pretty good question. I liked Midsommar's, the whole flower scheme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more of a, like, wow. But, oh, here's the thing. In Hereditary, a bunch of the clips I saw on TikTok, which is very weird. Like, the one on fire was on TikTok, and I was like, yep. What movie? All right, so that one's kind of cool. And then, like, off topic from the scenery and whatnot, but the music at the end.
Oh my God.
TikTok, for the longest time, I was like, this is cool music. It's definitely, like, tied into some, like, conspiracy theory or whatever. And then I watched Hereditary. I was like, what the hell's going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. But I can't remember any, like, notable things in Hereditary. There was the one where back in the classroom where the kid's sweating all the time and his hand still goes like all weird.
Yeah. And then he like turns to the like his side and there's like a glass thing and his face is reflected on it.
Oh yeah, that's a little creepy. Also, he has like a mole on his face that scares me a little bit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you mean.
One little detail that just makes me a bit more creepier. Wow.
The visuals.
The mole.
Yeah, Midsommar, incredible visuals. I mean, Hereditary looks great, and it literally scared the crap out of me. Like, we haven't talked about this yet, but at the end, when whatever his name is, the dude who becomes the demon king, he's like figuring it all out, right? And he's in his basement and his mother, oh my God, this scarred me. he looks up and his mother's there, and she's like, literally, like, I don't want to say it, but like, she is not doing something great to her head, and she's just like, dangling, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
my God, that's horrifying. It just like sticks with you.
It's really explicit. Like, he didn't shy away from anything. There's nothing.
But also, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he definitely didn't hold back in either of these. Like, there are so many scenes in both of the movies where you're like, should I even keep watching this?
That's what makes it better, you know? Because if I didn't see a person, when was it? It was when one of the old dudes jumped off the cliff and then he didn't die right away. And they started like smashing him with the big hammer.
Oh, yeah.
And then it showed his face after. If they didn't show his face at the end, I would have been like, I wouldn't be going into realization that this is a disturbing movie, which is a talking point for this movie. If it was not disturbing, I don't think people would be talking about it.
Oh, 100%. Especially after like Hereditary was his first movie. People were anticipating Midsommar to be like so good, like, and I'm not saying it's not good, but it's definitely, in my opinion, like, they're not comparable. But at the same time, if I had to compare them, I just don't think that like Midsommar is better than Hereditary overall.
I'm saying it's an average movie, subpar. A little bit below average.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
potential that I would say that. And honestly, the first time I watched Midsommar, I was like, okay, I liked this, kind of. And then I found myself like, oh, I want to rewatch it. And then I did. And then I was like, okay, well, there's a reason I wanted to rewatch this. Like, and I think part of it was I didn't really understand fully why this movie was made. And I wanted to know more, and I kind of got it, but yeah.
No, like Midsommar is not going to be a movie that I voluntarily rewatch. As bad as that sounds,
when will you be forced to watch Midsommar?
It's like if somebody suggests watching Midsommar, I would be like, yeah, I already watched it, but I'll rewatch it with you right now.
Okay, yeah.
Giving this as a suggestion to somebody else. This is not one of the suggested movies for somebody to watch.
Mm.
If I get some A-list of movies to watch, Midsommar will not be there.
I've recommended Hereditary many times.
I will recommend Hereditary every single time. Midsommar, no way. What's the point? You know?
Mm.
If somebody wants a horror movie, you're going to give... Or, okay, if somebody wants a scary, disturbing movie, like Hereditary, you're gonna give them Hereditary. But if you want to just see people hide out their minds on shrooms and get smacked by a hammer,
yeah,
you want to watch that voluntarily.
Yeah, well, well, then let me ask, why do you think these movies were so popular?
Well, actually, was Midsommar that like his official second movie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I would assume Midsommar became popular because of Hereditary and all those high expectations, and everybody just wanted to come up with their own opinion.
Mm-hmm. But
Hereditary, I don't know enough about horror movies, but the only horror movies that I've known of is like Paranormal Activity, Conjuring, and all these weird like ghost stories. And Hereditary just seemed like different when it comes to demons, Satan and stuff, because the only demon movie I could think of is I can't think of any. I mean, The Conjuring is just like they're possessed, but like you can't, not a majority of the movie of them being possessed,
right?
Hereditary, man, once you get one person to watch it and then you start recommending it to other people, like, yeah, this thing is gonna hit you like a rock. Because you're in for a wild ride when you're watching this thing.
Yeah. And I guess you already kind of answered this about Midsommar. But, like, do you see yourself rewatching either of them? And, like, what situations?
I would love to rewatch Hereditary.
Yeah.
Voluntarily, if I could tonight, I would rewatch it tonight. I mean, it's only been, like, a what, like a month and a half since I've watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, time is a big factor here. But if my roommate came up to me right now and he said, do you want to watch Hereditary? I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's do it, right? Because I want to get that scare factor. Well, not really scare factor. I want to pick up on all those Easter eggs and small details that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Midsummer is just like, I'm following another plot line. Like, I know what's going to happen at the end. I don't know, man. It's a... I want to put it into good words, but it's just not coming into fruition right now.
I don't know. I mean, I agree, but also I don't, because there's still something that draws me into Midsummer, and I still don't know what it is, and I don't know, but I could rewatch it again if I wanted to, because I think it's one of those movies, and like Hereditary is like this too, where on every watch you could probably pick up on some new things.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the first watch of Midsummer for me was like, okay, here's the plot. All right, I kind of understand the meaning, but why? And then you rewatch it and you're like, oh, this is a movie about control and relationships and feeling like alone, but then like not feeling alone. And there's a lot of unanswered things in that movie. And Hereditary also has a lot of unanswered things that don't make sense, but like it's gonna happen. And I think what makes horror is leaving loose ends. Because otherwise, if you know all these answered questions, it's too concrete. And I feel like horror is meant not to be so concrete.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Would you consider The Shining as a horror movie?
Yeah.
Then I agree with your statement of being like left hanging for a bit, because I love The Shining personally, and I would consider that as a little bit of horror.
Yeah.
And you're left to wonder like what the hell's going on here. And the only thing I'm left to wonder in Midsummer is this, what's the girl's name? Dani?
Yeah.
Is Dani like gonna stay in this Swedish festival? Mm-hmm. Or is she gonna, like, what's gonna, is her and Pelle dude gonna come back and act like their friends just didn't die, you know?
Yeah.
What's next? Or maybe she's just so like screwed over with all these psychedelics and mushrooms that she can't think anymore, and she doesn't know her own past life. Like, everyone in her life right now seems that are gone. Her parents are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Her friends are gone. And there's this new Swedish community that accepted her as the May Queen, and she's like top dog for them. Maybe. I think she'll stay. I think she'll be there for the rest of her life.
I think so too. And a part of it is like what you said. Like what you said literally describes the meaning of it. It's like she didn't have anyone and now she has a whole group. So I think that either way she's going to stay because she doesn't want to be alone.
Facts.
Yeah.
Big facts. No printer.
Do you think that either or both of these movies have the potential to be classics?
That's a good question. Is there a definition for a classic movie?
Okay, well, you brought up The Shining.
Ah, good one.
And like that to me is a staple. Like it's a great movie, but it's also like known to be a psychological thriller horror movie. So,
okay, follow up question.
Is
The Dark Knight considered a classic?
Okay. See, this is where it becomes opinionated. I think The Dark Knight is a classic because I love that movie.
Yeah.
And I think it, okay, a little tangent. I think part of the reason that The Dark Knight is a classic, actually the reason, otherwise it wouldn't have been a classic, is Heath Ledger. I think that if he wasn't there, I think it wouldn't have been a classic, because the main reason that people love that movie is because of him. Anyways.
Huh. No, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. 100%.
Midsummer being a classic, not really. There's okay. No, I hate to say it, like there's nobody in there in the movie, like how you're comparing Keith Ledger, there's nobody in there that could compare to like a notable character. Also, there's like a whole fiesta going on outside right now.
there's no notable character in Midsommar that I'd be like, this was phenomenal acting. You deserve to be recognized for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. In Hereditary, I mean, not on the same level as Heath Ledger, but the boy and the mom, both phenomenal stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think, and you see the mom in like multiple movies after. She was in Knives Out.
Yeah, she's a really good actress. She was in The Sixth Sense before this.
No way.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that because I hadn't watched that movie in so long. But hey, yeah.
That's it. That's... Woo! I'd
give it a thumbs up on being a classic.
I would agree with that. There was something I was going to say. I forgot it. Oh, this is another thing. So I agree with you that you say Midsommar not so much and Hereditary, yes. And part of it, I think, and I've never seen these movies, but there's like two movies that I've heard are basically Midsommar. Like he didn't copy them, but he used ideas. And one of them is called Midsommar and one of them is called The Wicker Man. And I've seen clips of The Wicker Man and it's very close to Midsommar. So because it's not like that original, I mean, some of it is, the crazy stuff is, I don't think it's going to be a classic. I think people will remember it because it's crazy, but not a classic. Hereditary is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, horror movie.
Wow.
And yeah, like, I mean, The Shining's up there. I love, there's one that's called Oculus. I love that one. I love The Silence of the Lambs, but it's definitely like, it's unique. And mm-hmm. I think that's what makes it like a staple, because it's nothing that has been done before.
Okay, backtrack. You said there's a movie called Hereditary that has essentially the same, not Hereditary, there's a movie called Midsommar. It essentially has the same plot as the current Midsommar movie. Right?
So I haven't seen it. And the other thing is that I don't know if it's the same. But all I know is that it's more closer to The Wicker Man. And it might have been a coincidence, I doubt it though, but in Midsommar, the original one, there's a character named Christian. Uh-huh. So I'm sure that like the director pulled from there. I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I want to watch. I've heard of The Wicker Man before. Definitely want to give that a watch.
Me too. I've heard it's good. Yeah.
I have a whole list of movies. I have a list of movies that I've watched over winter and a list of movies that I still need to watch. Well, actually, Christian has that list.
So let's say this director, Ari Aster, you hear that he is coming out with a new movie. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I'm going to watch it, right? When I'm going to watch it, I don't know. Am I going to be excited? I don't know. If he comes out with like a rom-com, I'm not going to be watching that voluntarily. But like, if he's like, here's my prequel to Hereditary, the day it comes out, I'm watching it, right? I mean, we watch movies, so it's going to be interesting regardless if it's the same director or not. Just having the same director is a little caveat. Like, yeah, you should watch it. It's like if Christopher Nolan comes out with another movie. Like, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Great answer. I also, when you first texted me that you had watched Hereditary, it didn't sound like you were this excited about it.
Really?
Like, it just sounded like, oh, it was good and Elias didn't like it, and I was like,
yeah, I don't know what's going on in his brain for that one.
I don't understand. I think he just likes to be different.
Yeah.
Not even kidding.
Just wants to be different. No, I was a big, okay, I don't remember what I said, but I was a fairly big fan of this movie.
Okay.
Like, it was like, what the hell did I just watch type of ordeal. And mm-hmm. I was like, straight to the YouTube, give me a debrief on this movie right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was big fan. I'll watch it.
And like, even if you didn't like Midsommar so much, would you recommend that people watch both of these movies, or would you just be like, eh, people should just pass Midsommar and just watch Hereditary?
I don't want to say this, but I feel like you could just skip on Midsommar, because I was explaining Midsommar to one of my friends in the car the other day, and I was telling her, like, you got a group of friends going to this Swedish festival, and they do weird demonic cult stuff, and that's the plot, like, your story. But when there's so much more levels to Hereditary that you have to pass through to completely understand it. But Midsommar is like, I just told you the plot and what's gonna happen in 30 seconds. It's just no. Mm-hmm. The excitement of watching the movie is not there in comparison to Hereditary. Because if I explain Hereditary plot, they're gonna be like, oh yeah, I need to watch this. But if I explain Midsommar, it's gonna be like, yeah, I'll take a pass. Like, thanks for telling me the whole movie. I don't need to watch it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I disagree, but.
Ah, come on.
I understand. I understand people's disappointment with Midsommar, and I think it's largely due to how great Hereditary is, because you cannot go into one movie thinking that it's going to be like another. That's all. And I don't think it was as good as Hereditary. I don't. But I think that there's a level of value I have for it. I don't know why. Again, I just don't know why. But I like it. I'm drawn to it. But Hereditary is better, in my opinion.
I like your opinion. I'll take that one.
Thank you. All right. Last question.
Yes.
What is one thing you want to see more of in TV series and film, or like the industry, the film industry?
Huh. Okay. I've recently watched Parasite and great movie. And then for class, we had to watch this Children of Heaven movie, and it was based in Saudi Arabia and this weird like Arab family. Mm-hmm. But I've suddenly become a huge fan of movies that are about like social class.
Mm-hmm.
Poor become rich, and how the poor will do anything to reach that other level. I think that's really cool. Like, imagine a Parasite 2.0, but like Americanized. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the, it makes you more humble.
I think Parasite is amazing. And I think what it did, because it won best movie.
Yeah.
At the Oscars, I think it's made me at least want to watch more foreign films, because it's like that. I mean, it just shows like it doesn't have to be English for you to like it. And I think it does a good job about talking about social class.
It's not even the fact that it was a foreign film. It was just a matter of like, I've never seen a movie before that one that depicted social class like that in my life.
Yeah.
Or at least from what I can remember.
No, yeah, I agree. It was definitely a great film.
Big time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week. This was a lot of fun.
Cut it out. I had a lot of fun. This is great.